What a great show today. You don't want to miss it. Starts out funny, ends with nuclear war. I mean,
those two elements are present in most of our shows.
Yes, yes, yes. It always ends in tears. But you don't want to miss today's full podcast. We have Michael Malice on with us. He's talking about Florida and Rick DeSantis. This guy's an anarchist, and I thought he was going to, you know, find some reason to tear him apart. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no. No, he points out some really good things that the Republican Party needs to hear.
And also the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, is doing an incredible job as well.
Why do you keep doing that?
I don't know. You are a Rick so DeSantis weird. Acolyte. You are the one Rick DeSantis acolyte.
You know what I think it is?
I think it's Rick,
what was his name?
Santorum.
I'm really conflating the two of them for some odd reason. Because they're not alike at all.
No, well.
Anyway, we also have Bill O'Reilly on, who is hysterical. He told me to go to hell on today's programming. And that's when I visit him. So you don't want to miss that, and also the Great Reset, and so much more, all on today's podcast.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
All right. This portion of the program is brought to you by Weenies for Breakfast. You know, once in a generation, a t-shirt comes along that defies the odds. A t-shirt that gives the sideways glance to all the other t-shirts and says, "Hold my beer." I mean, that's actually not what the t-shirt says. It's just, I'm using a metaphor there. Hold my beer would be saying to all the other Anyway, this is the t-shirt that ascends the Mount Everest of rhetorical heights and dares to say, "Not today, woke world." Actually, it's not written on the I don't want to misrepresent this at all. I'm just trying to give you the essence of the power of this t-shirt. A t-shirt that says, "You can't handle the truth," to a society shipwrecked on the jagged rocks of deception. And just to be clear here, I want to make sure that you know, "You can't handle the truth." That's also not on the t-shirt, because that's a very famous movie line, and there'd be copyright issues and all kinds of...
I'm just saying, you won't find another t-shirt like this. How can you find another t-shirt in this century that says all that and more in a single word?
Actually, rhetorical question there. It's dynamic. It's compelling. It's a t-shirt that can only be found for a limited time at weeniesforbreakfast.com. Go there today while supplies last and get your generation-defying t-shirt so you can stick it to the man. Or is it a woman? I'm not really sure. That's weeniesforbreakfast.com.
That is actually available.
It is actually available.
Weeniesforbreakfast.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the only shirt that legal would approve. So it's based on the Weenies, which is strangely a lot like the Wheaties cereal box.
I hadn't noticed that.
And it has Leah Thomas on it. This is the breakfast of female champions from Gender Mills. Anyway, the Weenies for breakfast.
Yeah, no, it's. I'm surprised you ran it through the legal department.
Yeah,
they were okay with it. Did you run it through the good taste department?
We don't have that one. Yeah, shoot.
Also, pepperoni eyes.
Pepperoni eyes.
Is this a new
George Soros?
Soros nickname?
Well,
I mean,
I considered it, but I never used it until today because I thought I don't want to call him pepperoni eyes. You know,
right? And I know you specifically were saying you did not want to call him that,
right? And I never did. That was just in the apology.
That's true.
Yeah,
because after you started calling him pepperoni eyes, I did Google his photo, and he looks like he has pepperoni.
May be another t-shirt. George Soros's face with pepperoni eyes and just says, "Hold my beer, pepperoni eyes." I like that. But that would be wrong. That would be wrong and probably anti-Semitic of you, Stu, to bring that up.
You brought it up. I don't know.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Mr. Defender of Israel Award winner, you brought that up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, but it was only given to me. you know, by Benjamin Netanyahu. He was the guy who made the presentation.
You know, he doesn't like the Jews.
No, he hates the Jews.
He's not a big fan.
Yeah. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program. And don't forget, rate us on iTunes. It's the new year. And you know what that means, New Year's resolutions. But if your resolution is like mine this year to eat a little healthier, make sure that you include Built Bars in that plan. Ever since the first time I tried a Built Bar, I've been a huge fan. I hate protein bars and all of that stuff because it usually tastes like it comes from a chemical factory. But Built Bars have changed all of that. Most Built Bars have about 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. They're also made with 100% real chocolate, amazing flavors that you're going to really love. So get rid of all the snacks that taste good that aren't friendly to your waistline. Even if you're not big on working out, which I'm also not a fan of, you can at least be eating something that tastes good, but is also really pretty good for you as well. It's Built.com. Built.com, promo code Beck15. Get 15% off your order right now. Beck15, 15% off, Built.com. Mr. Bill O'Reilly, the author of Killing the Mob, the fight against organized crime in America, and also his new book, which I still do not have. It's about something. Killing, I don't know.
You know,
somebody.
He's always got some new book. It sounds like he's threatening people, honestly, at this point.
Is he really not on the...
No, he's here. We're having a little technical...
No. No, there's a problem on his end.
Wait, you're blaming Bill O'Reilly?
Yes.
He's
listening to us right now.
Oh, he can hear us, but he can't come on.
Yeah.
So we can blame him.
Damn, Bill, call in at the right time.
It'll be interesting to hear what Bill has to say about... I feel like each week is crazier and crazier.
No!
The Disney part of this, which seems to get wilder by the day.
Did you see what happened yesterday? Yesterday, the Biden administration endorsed child sex changes on Transgender Visibility Day. Then
was there a visibility problem? I thought
no,
I was aware. I mean, in fact, I can definitely. I'm looking at your Leah Thomas Wheaties box right now. It's visible.
No, it's Wheaties. It's Wheaties.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it is Wheaties.
Mm.
It is Wheaties. Mm-hmm. I thought it was this is the breakfast of female champions.
Yeah.
You can get the T-shirt for Wheaties breakfast cereal at wheatiesforbreakfast.com.
Yeah, but you know, you're right. The Biden administration came out and did that on International Visibility Day or whatever it was.
TSA announced that they're going to have gender-neutral screening at airports yesterday. Passports are going to be gender-neutral with X as a gender, so that's great. Nickelodeon had transitioning children. Yesterday they had that on the network, which
is going well.
Great. Mm-hmm. And California, there's a city in California that wants to give transgender and non-binary residents up to $900 a month.
We wait for Bill O'Reilly to call in because he apparently forgot today.
What a
can you explain this DeSantis thing to me? Because DeSantis has come out and said they're going to take away the right of Disney World to self-govern.
Oh yeah.
And
this is a big one.
How did this happen?
Okay, so in the 1950s, Disney, in 1955, Disney goes to... Yep, he's on the phone. I'll tell you. It's a great story. Remind me to tell you that.
Okay.
I'm not reminding you anything. This is an outrage.
Number one,
you have no conscience, Beck. When you were on the No Spin News this week, you actually held up the copy of Killing the Killers.
I do not remember
that. Grubby little hand.
No,
you have it. You can't. I want Stu to read it to you because you can't concentrate.
When you send me an advanced soft cover, you know, that's when you
that's
send that to me.
Galley.
Nah,
you know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
You have
when
it
you
your
send
own
one to me.
Boy.
I'll read it. Killing the babies or killing whatever.
The killers. All right. The secret war against terrorists.
All right. Whatever.
All right. You and Stu, you guys should be ashamed. That's all I'm telling you.
Why?
You should be ashamed.
Why?
All right. Because you just mislead your audience. I didn't call in. Your guys can't even plug the thing in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy's on the phone. Oh, it's our fault. I know it's your fault. Okay.
No, this is,
now
this is, this
about,
I'm insulted.
What are we talking about?
I am
we're
insulted.
Talking about the trans people? Is that what we're talking about today?
Whatever. Whatever, Bill. You just...
Okay. No, you and Stu were riffing on the trans
people. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm coming at this in a totally different way.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
But I think your audience is going to either appreciate or be outraged by.
Okay. They'll either right, love here, it or stone you to death.
Point number one.
Collecting rocks.
Point number one. In my opinion, Joe Biden and all his acolytes could not care less about trans people.
Yes.
I don't think the Disney executives care about them.
Yep.
I don't think that anybody that are taking these people, these Americans who have a right to pursue happiness, no matter how they want to pursue it.
Agreed.
That is their right. They're using them.
Yes.
To try to put themselves in a virtuous position.
Bill, that's outrageous. That's outrageous. Is. They've never done that with blacks or Hispanics
right.
or anybody
they
else.
Use these people, all right? But the unintended consequences of their using trans people and, as you said, other Americans for their own selfish self-aggrandizement. Oh, I mean, I'm Will Smith in here. I am Will Smithing here. If they were up on stage, I'd go up and slap them. Okay. Now, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So the unintended consequences are that they want to present this kind of material to five-year-olds. What does that do? It confuses the urchins. All right? It makes them insecure because if a child doesn't understand the lesson, no matter what the lesson is, the child is then stressed. I'm a teacher. I taught. I know.
Oh, man, those kids are in therapy. Many of them are in homes, state homes. State homes. They've had so much. They remember.
And they're all calling late, too.
Rocking back and forth. Bill O'Reilly was my teacher. Bill O'Reilly was my teacher.
they were the luckiest urchins on earth.
I bet they were, actually.
So these people, including the president, are actually hurting children. Not only are they demeaning parental authority, which is just outrageous off the chart, but they're hurting these kids because they can't process it. My good line is 5 to 8 year olds cannot even process spaghetti. All right? Have you ever eaten with one? So I am angry about this. I don't blame trans people or the alphabet people, LBG, whatever. They have a right to pursue happiness without being bullied or being demeaned or any of that. And anyone who does it is wrong.
So
okay?
I was talking to Peter Boghossian yesterday. I did a podcast with him. He's a brilliant, brilliant philosopher. And we were talking about that. That he asked me, he said, why is it that it seems like the people who are the most vocal against all of this stuff is the gay community? And he said, you know, they don't want the T in there. And I said, I don't know about that, but it would make sense to me that you can see the pushback on this. The government and these people that, not again, like you said, not the average LGBTQ 2+, well, the 2+ people, I think, that are, they just want to live their life. They're not talking about politics. They are being pushed into everyone's face by the political class. And there is going to come, pendulum always swings both ways until somebody grabs it. If this pendulum swings, I'm afraid of the swing. And I think people know this who are being used. They know this. You are causing so many problems and so much angst and so much resentment for what's being done.
Yeah, the unintended consequences of this
horrible
are staggering.
Staggering.
All right? But you have to understand the mentality of a Joe Biden, who is the worst president in his first year. He's worse than James Buchanan. I've been reading up on old Jimmy.
Don't say.
All right?
Don't say so, James Buchanan.
Yeah, Buchanan got worse as he went on. But the first year, Biden's got it. He's got it. Herbert Hoover was terrible. But it took Herbert maybe 2 years to be terrible. He was bad in the beginning.
You know, Bill, we were just talking about this off the air, the Strategic Oil Reserve. He's releasing 32% of that as we are sitting, looking and considering maybe possibly of a global war. And this, I mean, I could not put our country in a worse position than he has in the last year. I think I could get a team of experts that said, let's dismantle this thing piece by piece. And I couldn't have done a better job.
He is. And, you know, I get letters, and I'm sure you do, too. He's doing it on purpose. He wants to ruin the country. This is all big plan. You know, the conspiracy people. That's not true. He's just stupid.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No, I honestly don't think so.
He's diminished.
He is.
He's diminished.
Yes.
And he's not smart enough to understand why things are going south.
But I do believe that he understands at some level that, you know, he's going to be the new FDR, and the people around him, they
look at the polls.
No,
I mean,
he's changing the world. FDR.
Honey, honey, we're not really doing very well. Okay. So he wants to use these he wants to use the trans people and the other people to mask, all right, his inefficiency in running the country. This is virtue signaling. That's what it's all about. Now, I have just one comment to those people who are celebrating all of this stuff. If you get a passport with an X on it or whatever they're going to give you, good luck getting into Pakistan, okay?
Well, I haven't.
Show up in Karachi after paying a lot of money for your airline ticket. You're going to present your passport, and they're going to look at you going, would you go in that room over there, please?
By the way, okay? Good luck going to Ukraine. Nobody is reporting on this. Do you know the Ukrainians are turning trans women back around and going, you're a dude. You need to go back and fight.
What is the Ukrainian word for dude? Do you know the translation?
Yes, dude.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a flood of people trying to fly to Ukraine at the moment, but
no. But I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, we're looking at countries and saying, oh, they're so enlightened, they're so great. Look at the Ukrainians, yada yada yada. Why won't the press report that they are turning trans people around? Because they don't buy into it. They don't buy into it. There's a lot of countries that are not going to buy into it. And you're right. If you're going any place, you know, deeply religious, especially in the Middle East, then they're
Yeah, look, Ukraine and Eastern Europe are deeply Orthodox, all right? They're deeply involved in all of the social stuff. We in America are now a secular country.
Yes.
Just like France. So we don't have that anymore. But what we do have is this colossal. I was in Chicago last night giving a speech, and I just laid it out to the folks. I said, you don't know how bad this Biden administration is. Even though he's down in the 30s on job approval, this is a catastrophe. And the things that they are doing across the board, the border is just unbelievable.
The border
that they are doing.
We're going to have 2 million people cross that border this year. We've already 1 million in, and they're about to loosen up the restrictions even more. Bill, this is a death knell.
This is just breaking that if you are an undocumented migrant and you are trans, you get in faster. Okay, so they're gonna do that. Okay, so look, we all know what this is, and the only remedy is the midterms, which are absolutely going to go against. Mm. It's almost like Trump. Trump lost the election because people voted against him, not for Joe Biden. All right? The same thing is going to happen in November. People are going to vote against Biden, and that means the Democratic Party.
White House is still denying Hunter Biden committed any crimes. I mean, this is crazy at this point. CNN this week did a big long thing. Looks like there's something here. You think so?
But CNN.
I know.
I mean, look, Nickelodeon could cover the news better than CNN. All right, let's just be honest about it. And I need a minute at the end.
Yeah, I got it.
Charity thing, and I got a
you got it
here. Okay, so Hunter Biden. Now, the odds are he will be indicted. Now, this is fact-based. This isn't like the right-wing commentators jumping up and down and want to burn Hunter Biden at the stake. All right? And you know who they are. So this is fact-based. You got a Delaware grand jury. Mm-hmm. All right, Wilmington. You got a U.S. attorney down there that is presenting evidence to the Delaware grand jury, even as we speak, Beck. And the evidence is about three possible crimes. All right, number one, tax evasion. Number two, illegal, lobbying, foreign.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, a myriad of violations about interstate commerce. Mm-hmm. So, there wouldn't be this kind of a exposure in the Washington Post and New York Times. There would not be these stories that have come out in the last 2 weeks unless those newspapers believed Hunter Biden will be indicted. That's the only reason they're running the stories, same with CNN, same with NBC News. They're running them because they go, holy, you know what? We didn't cover it for 18 months. And, you know, the social media companies in Silicon Valley, they don't care. They're still not covering it.
Right.
They still can't talk about
it.
By the way, the Russian government still has its YouTube platform.
Yeah.
And, they're okay.
Yeah. The Ayatollah still has his Twitter feed.
Yeah. Trump can't do Twitter, but Putin can get out.
Chinese Communist Party still has it,
too. So anyway, the odds are that Hunter Biden will be indicted.
So what does that mean for Joe?
Well, here's what it means. And that's an excellent question, Beck. I'm glad you asked it.
For the love of Pete.
Number one, Hunter Biden's going to have to plead guilty. He's going to have to because they can't have a trial. If they have a trial and the witnesses come in and go, hey, the big guy got 10% and I was there and I saw what went down, then the big guy is done. So I assume that Hunter Biden, who's not, I guess he'll get fined some money. But remember, this is a guy who took in, it looks like, $10 million from three places, Russia, Ukraine, and China.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
No skill set at all, no resume at all.
All right, Bill, I've got to cut you, loose. You have 1 minute. Go ahead and.
Okay, number one, doing a benefit tonight for autism, Geraldo Rivera's 50th anniversary of life. Work. LIFEWORC.org. Life Work.
Wow.
Tremendous charity. And if anybody has experienced autism, you know what I'm talking about.
If I give money, do I have to watch anything about Geraldo Rivera?
No.
Okay, good.
You can help poor people who have autism.
Okay.
And then you don't have to any other obligations.
Okay.
Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May 3rd, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists. If you pre-order on BillO'Reilly.com, you get a free sticker, which says, Beck,
free stickers.
Regret your 2020 vote yet? A little humor, a little satire, free of charge. And you love this book, best reporting I have ever done. So in about a month, you're going to interview me after you've read the book, and we're going to have a great time.
I don't believe the book exists. Otherwise, you would have sent it to me already. But
going to hell, Beck.
Bill O'Reilly for BillO'Reilly.com. His new book is Killing the Killers. Order now at BillO'Reilly.com.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
Welcome to the Glenn Beck program. I like controversial friends because they're controversial thinkers, and that's what nobody wants you to talk to people that everybody else says don't talk to because of whatever. They don't agree with whatever. Michael and I are good friends. Michael Malice, he's an anarchist. I'm not. But we agree on so much, and he is really funny and a smart guy. Michael Malice, the author of The Anarchist Handbook and the host of the podcast. You're welcome. Michael, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Respectfully, Glenn, my friends have been telling me I shouldn't be talking to you.
I bet they have, right?
No, they actually, all my friends really do like you because you're an open-minded person, but I'll see what I could do to poison the well.
Okay, good, good. I had Peter Boghossian on for the podcast this weekend. I love that guy.
He's a great guy.
And he posted yesterday about something about being with me and, you know, that we're friends and everything else. And you should read the responses. He's spawn of the devil. Peter, what's wrong with you? It's great.
I'm sure used to it at this point. I mean, back even when you were in the Fox days, you were public enemy number one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So do you get used to it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just go numb inside and then, you know, eventually you die. Anyway, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, I know you want to talk about the Florida financial literacy bill. Talk to
Correct.
Me about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was really great because this is so Governor DeSantis signed a bill into law. This didn't get much attention, but one of the principles of this bill is if you're going to have a high school diploma in Florida, you have to have some level of financial literacy, whether in terms of filling out your income taxes or getting a mortgage. I don't remember the particulars, but this is really great. One of the things that conservatives complain about, I think very correctly, is back when I was a kid, a high school diploma meant something. And now it's widely acknowledged across the political spectrum that a high school diploma isn't even a guarantee of literacy, let alone basic mathematical literacy. So to have a Florida diploma mean, okay, this person will have some modicum of competence when it comes to day-to-day affairs and managing their household, I think is excellent. I think it's also excellent in a broader sense because you've been at this game, you know, a bit longer than I have. When is the last time that conservatives have gone on offense?
Never.
It's always defense. It's always, oh, we don't want the transgender bathrooms. Oh, we don't want the gay marriage. Oh, we don't want, you know, these people teaching our kids. But it's never the case where it's like, we're going to be, and I'm not a conservative, of course, we are going to be proactive and we're going to be fighting for our issues on our terms.
Yeah.
So I think this is a major change. I was just going to say one more thing, Glenn. I'm sorry. President Trump was very good on offense culturally and socially on Twitter and so on and so forth. He wasn't so legislatively, and that's a change between him and DeSantis.
I would agree because he was very on a lot of his policies were very normal. It wasn't fantastic and it wasn't horrible. It was just like a normal Republican, except on a few things, Israel, China. Prison reform, he did break out of that box in a few very significant ways.
Oh, I agree he broke out of the box, but I think prison reform would, if anything, historically be a leftist position. I can't think of ways in which of course he had Paul Ryan as the Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell, you know, in the Senate defense, but there was very few bills that passed that I would say would be aggressive and forcing progressive to
retreat. That's the difference when you said, you know, when do the Republicans ever do this? And I said, never. That doesn't include Trump and it doesn't include Ronald Reagan. Both of those guys in many ways were hated by the heads of the party and were thwarted because they both looked at things, I think, more like the average Republican voter looks at the world and says, let's fix this. What are we doing?
And the irony is also that they were both from the most out of touch places imaginable, Hollywood and New York real estate. And yet they ended up being basically like, you know, described in the New York Times as hicks.
It's amazing. Michael, can I build off your point here on going on offense for a second? One of the ways that it seems like Republicans right now are trying to go on offense when it comes to education is, you know, these bills that are, they've been passed around the country in red states, you know, banning CRT and you know, trying to focus gender in the right direction and all of these different issues. And I feel like the offensive position is to say, now's the time to get rid of these schools. School choice, homeschooling, private schools.
Tie everything to the heads of the students. You lose students, you lose money.
But yet, and Corey DeAngelis is doing a really good job with this, but there's some people who are trying to push this along, and it's happening in some states. But I feel like the national the stance of Republicans right now should be like, hey, don't worry about opening these schools. Get your kids out of them.
Yes.
the stance of Republicans should be abolish the Department of Education.
Yes, it should be.
Why is this money going from California, Louisiana, Montana to DC and being sent back with a cut for some bureaucrat who's only going to impose their depravity?
Amen.
That is a very easy winning issue for Republicans, and you're going to have the hysteria from the New York Times and those who read it anyway about how Republicans hate education. If they're going to be stamping their feet, at least you should have something to show for it.
Yep. Yep, and I agree with you. I think Department of I think a lot of these departments. I think almost all of these departments should
all
go. Go away. There is a if we got rid of public education, which I am all for. Do you think how do you solve the problem of poor areas not being able to have the money to educate?
Oh, it'd be very easy because you'd have companies who are in the education business just as they are now. They'll be running ads 24/7 about, look how great we are. We go to these poor areas and we help these kids out of poverty. This is the kind of things that lefties love. And they'd actually be honest about it. Right now, as everyone you know listening to this knows, government schools are a complete trap. And especially in poor areas, they're places where kids are forced to trapped in violence and there's no recourse for them. They can't escape. They have to go to basically these literal prisons for children. So to have and also have more online education, have more socializing outside of government schooling where you have kids form healthy social relationships and socialize that way. I had Corey on my show a couple of weeks ago, Stu, to talk about this exact issue. And the fact is that state, after what we see on TikTok and other such venues, are having the money follow the student instead of the system.
Yep.
And once you liberate the kids, the whole system collapses.
Down. Yep, it does.
Yeah.
Let me switch topics here. I think I want to go to the Vanity Fair report because we're not going to have time to talk about it anyplace else today. There is a Vanity Fair article, "This Shouldn't Happen," inside the virus-hunting nonprofit at the center of the lab leak controversy. They're basically saying everything that we couldn't say on YouTube or anything else about 6 months ago. My special from 6 months ago on the lab leak and what actually happened is now kind of like, oh, yeah, and we should probably talk about this in Vanity Fair.
Well, I mean, let's take an issue that's not even controversial, social distancing. If social distancing was efficacious, why have they never tried to bring it back? And if it wasn't efficacious, why did they do it to begin with? And no one who advocated for it had consequences for advocating for it. And people who criticized it and thought it was nuts were called conspiracy theories and were banned from social media. So I think this is a very healthy issue, COVID and how it was treated, to demonstrate to people that the corporate press is interested in forming narratives, not telling information, designed to keep some very nasty people in power. And Glenn, that was just a great example that you gave.
Fauci has almost all but disappeared.
He's on the milk cartons.
On the milk cartons. He is. And I'm fine with that. I mean, next time I see him, I'd like to see him in front of a jury.
Christine Blasey Ford, Kazir Khan. As soon as people serve their purpose, they vanish into like a gulag that you can never, they're not even on social media anymore. They just disappear from the earth.
Mm. Well, I take that as a good thing, but I would like somebody to pay for the sins and us to actually talk about what did we just do? Let's make sure that doesn't happen again.
Well, also there's the thing. Remember, no one who advocated for boots on the ground in Syria, which would have meant the loss of many American lives, had consequences for rattling those sabers.
Yeah.
So I think it's an issue. It's a long game. They've been at this for a century, but it's an issue of realizing the techniques Fauci is a symptom. If it wasn't Fauci, there'd be another Fauci.
One more. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
One more thing that I do want to touch base with you. The Chamber of Commerce has just said that Congress needs to address this national crisis of retail theft. And I thought to myself, this is what progressives love. They create a problem and then they ship it to Washington and have Washington create more laws. No, this is a local problem. The problem of these stores getting ripped off and nobody's doing anything is because of the DAs, the Soros-backed DAs.
That's 1,000% true. And anyone who's saying Congress should take care of this issue is saying, I want, pretty explicitly, I want Nancy Pelosi to impose her San Francisco values right. on every state in the country.
Correct.
When you federalize crimes, which yep. is what the founding fathers were not interested in at all, that is what you're doing. And it's completely insane and depraved.
Michael.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being on. What do you have planned for the weekend?
I'm going to be on Tim Pool's show tonight for April Fool's. So I'm flying to DC right now.
Okay. Wow. Why were you selected to be his April Fool's guest?
Because every troll is the official holiday for all internet trolls.
All right, man. Talk
Check
to you.
Your office, Glenn. There's a present for you.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. Thank you. <Uh-oh>. No, I think it's April Fool's.